have a selection?
251.
251? For selection after this.
My heart is filled of nothingness, and Jesus' love and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest grace.
My Lenore.
Verses out of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4, starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned and received and heard and seen me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, you have done well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again into my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, I desire a fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the thing which was sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. We can stop there. I was looking through this and I saw several verses here that kind of stood out to me. Verse 7. The peace of God, that's something we're all striving for. And the way to get that is to follow these things in verse 8. Whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report. To be virtue, praise, think on these things, not thinking on other things. If we follow that, it won't leave room for anything else. And then in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That we can depend on him for all things. And also verse 19, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If we follow those things, then we can do what's in verse 20. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. That is what we're here for, to glorify God. I'd like to stand for prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon.